Bonjour and welcome to another, well, our second audio boo.
Our second Parisian pod, as we call them.
Parisian pod. I'm James Haskell and I'm joined by...
Ollie Phillips at Orly Airport.
We're currently sitting, waiting to catch our flight to Toulouse for possibly the biggest game of the season. Ollie, how's your training gone for this week?
Well, I've been a glorified bag holder. I'm very pleased, obviously, to be on the bench in what is going to be possibly the biggest game of the season so far. Obviously, would like to be playing, but, you know, nice to be involved. And now, currently taking some of the Parisian sights, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm joining you on the bench this week, which is obviously a little bit disappointing.
I was disappointed for you on that one as well.
I'm a little bit disappointed. Having played 9 games in a row, I would have liked to have started, but I think...
And playing very well, may I add.
That's very nice of you to say, Ollie. As my agent, confidant and you know, part-time lover.
Part-time psychologist. That's what I like to build
very
you up
kind
for,
of you. But they love a training session out here, don't they?
Well, they love a long training session. I'm all up for training, but when they sort of digress and progress into 2 hours worth of training, all of which I can probably understand about 5 minutes of those 2 hours, which is when we speak to either an Argentinian or a South African.
But when, for a man who's already prematurely aged, spending a lot of time out in the sun and getting hit and tackled is not great for your complexion, because obviously you are like the Benjamin Button of the modern world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it goes the other way, so I look like Brad Pitt in 10 years, but if not, I should be suing Stade Français for basically making me aged. So if Clarins or anyone else along those lines are listening, I am your prime candidate for an anti-aging cream.
But I'm thinking you need a little bit more, something stronger than a Clarins. You don't need it off the shelf. You're going to need a prescription for the kind of stuff that's going to help you.
I probably need a full peel.
A full chemical peel?
Yeah.
I don't think are the lasers strong enough or the chemicals strong enough to fix you. But
maybe you're right.
But enough about that. I had a little trip back to England in the week.
You did, yeah, and you're talking about your sevens.
I was talking about the Young Guns Academy that I've set up. I was having a meeting with a few people about trying to extend that. So if there's any children out there who listen to this podcast, then watch out. You might be coming to a school or doing some charity work near you. I was also chatted up on the tube twice.
Which I heard that's very unheard of.
That is very unheard of me, especially as one of them was a bag lady who appeared to want me to...
She wasn't waving a white stick and asking you for coppers.
No, she wasn't, but she appeared to be wearing, this summer's height of fashion, a bin liner and rubbish and a pair of trousers which were covered in mud and, well, I hope it was mud anyway.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. But it's been a fun week so far. I am very excited about this. I had a lovely evening as well while you were away. I did miss you. However, I went over into Bourse, an area in the second arrondissement of Paris, and discovered a lovely little restaurant called Little Italy. So that was a lovely time. But no, it's all good at the moment. We're loving our little sojourns in Paris, aren't we, as we go?
We did. We actually went up, well, obviously we went up the Eiffel Tower, which I think a lot of people...
We don't like to talk about that.
We don't. Well, a lot of people might have seen the videos on my Twitter page, but yeah, I mean, that was a big step for you. For a man who's scared climbing up a chair in the kitchen to change a light bulb, climbing up the Eiffel Tower was a big step for you.
Both are equally as petrifying. However, yeah, I was even more concerned when we went to get on the lift at the very first stage and the full alarm siren started ringing because I touched something. That then set the tone for the rest of the trip. So, I mean, I would like to say I enjoyed it. However, I didn't.
I'm only disappointed we didn't pay €30 for our photo that you had taken on the ground floor next to essentially a wooden Eiffel Tower. I'm not sure that whoever the man who's come
shame up... we couldn't find them to purchase that.
Yeah, I was disappointed we didn't get some memorable items of it, but we...
I did enjoy the €25 ice cream.
I think we're actually getting told off that we have to leave now. We're about to miss our plane. Oh, they're waiting for us.
We better go.
Speak to you later.